Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Divisions over the Europe migrant crisis.
Versagt Europa in der Flüchtlingsfrage.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is calling on European nations to do more to share the burden of caring for the thousands of migrants streaming into the continent. Germany has accepted more refugees, but Slovakia, the Czech Republic, Hungary, and Poland are blocking a plan for European Union member states to accept specific numbers of refugees. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has described as a stab in the back a violent demonstration against legislation granting more autonomy to pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. A Ukrainian security officer was killed and dozens were wounded in the violence. Daniel Scharf reports.
Ukraine's Interior Minister Arseniy Avakov says the guardsman died of a shrapnel wound to the heart. The shrapnel was thought to have come from a grenade fired from the crowd of nationalist protesters. Authorities said the suspect was apprehended, along with about 30 others. Avakov accused a member of the right-wing Ukrainian Svoboda Party of launching the grenade as they clashed with guardsmen in riot gear outside parliament. Daniel Scherf, Moscow.
South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar is complaining of attacks by government troops that he says is putting the recent peace agreement in jeopardy. Machar told reporters Monday the government is failing to respect the ceasefire by attacking rebel-held areas.
Well, if it goes on, it means the peace agreement is not implementable. You know, and if a peace agreement is not implementable, then it is just a paper.
The attacks could not be independently verified. Thai authorities investigating this month's Bangkok bomb attack have announced finding more bomb-making materials in a raid on an apartment in the capital. This is VOA News. Officials say a number of people were wounded Monday when Israeli soldiers raided a house in Palestinian-controlled Jenin. The attempt to arrest militants there resulted in a gun battle that left at least five Palestinians wounded. Media reports say one Israeli was also hurt in the raid. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has told Pakistani officials there is more work the Pakistani government can do to confront extremist groups. Rice passed on an invitation for Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to visit Washington in late October. Islamic State militants have reportedly destroyed a second Roman-era temple in the Syrian oasis town of Palmyra. Edward Uranian reports.
Islamic State militants reportedly blew up the Temple of Bel in Syria's desert oasis town of Palmyra, the latest in a long series of attacks on archaeological treasures in Syria and Iraq. The temple was the second site in the city to be blown up by the group. Historian Manar Hamad notes the Temple of Bel was preserved for many centuries because it was used first as a Byzantine church, then later as a mosque. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
U.S. President Barack Obama says it will take the Iranian economy until 2022 to get back its pre-sanctions levels after the recently negotiated nuclear agreement comes into force. The president said in an interview with the Jewish newspaper Forward, published Monday, that Iran is going to have to use the $50 billion in unfrozen assets just to prop up its badly sagging economy. Mr. Obama described climate change as an urgent and growing threat after arriving in the state of Alaska Monday. He is there for a three-day tour of the far northwestern state aimed at bringing attention to the environmental issue. In a speech to an international glacier conference in Anchorage, Mr. Obama said climate change is becoming more dramatic with each passing year.
Our understanding of climate change advances each day. Human activity is disrupting the climate in many ways faster than we previously thought.
Earlier, ministers from 11 countries and the European Union have reaffirmed a commitment to take urgent action to slow the pace of global warming in the Arctic region. Mr. Obama, by the way, is facing a backlash from some Ohio lawmakers following his decision to rename Alaska's Mount McKinley to Denali. Mount McKinley is the tallest mountain in North America and had been named after a president who was born in Ohio. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.